My confidence is not my own. It rests on something better. My solid rock, my cornerstone. He is true forever. So should my eyes of faith grow dim, and though my trust may waver, I cast my weary soul again on Jesus Christ, my Savior. Mighty fortress, you are for us, our Emmanuel, King of heaven. When I face down my enemies and Satan's schemes are present, I have someone who fights for me. He's the warrior of heaven.
When death comes for me, this will be my confession, there stands beyond eternity Christ Jesus, my protector, in mighty fortress, you are for us. I remember you well. You're the King of heaven, my defender, lover of my soul. He's already won. He's already won.
Tasha and Kenny, good to see you all.
Hey,
oh, it's so Jimmy. Good to see you.
Great seeing you too.
Yeah.
Man, it's great. Thank you so much for coming to Nashville. We got to sit down and talk about these new songs, Tasha, and it's just amazing hearing this new music and just the live recording. There's so much life in these songs. And I love, we were just talking about beforehand, how these songs were inspired by these old hymns that
that
everybody knows from the church.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there are these hymns that we grew up on, and I'm a church girl. PK, I've been in church my entire life. And I often walk around our house sometimes and I'll just blurt out a song that none of the kids have ever heard. Sometimes he's never heard it.
Right, she's making it up.
Because I was that kid, I would go to like the noonday prayer services and my grandmother, I would be around the mothers of the church. And so I learned all of these hymns at a very young age. And so I'll blurt them out sometimes. And one day I was just sitting around and I started singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, Since I Laid My Burdens Down. And I had this quick thought, man, what if I could take this thought and put it into like a new school relevant up-tempo sound? And I took it to Kenny. I was like, man, I got this little song. And I wrote a song. And that was the first song that was birthed. And I was like, maybe I'll take more hymns and see how this works. And it just became a thing, like the theme. In every writing session, it was just so fun. Because a lot of times you go in writing sessions and you already have just thoughts that you've had before. Maybe some songs that you've had before. But we all had an opportunity to sit around this list of hymns, choose a hymn that we wanted to focus on. It was just so good.
Wow.
Just very different. Yeah.
Well, talk about this song, Warrior of Heaven. I love this title. Ooh. Man, it gets me as fired up as when I hear the song. It gets me fired up. But talk about this. I know you wrote this. Kenny, you guys wrote it with Brenton Brown and Hank Bentley.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful song. But talk about the song a little bit and just what inspired it.
Yeah. So the song, this song is birthed from the hymn Mighty Fortress. And the song really talks about how he's our warrior. A lot of times we feel like in life that we're fighting alone. Like we got to handle this on our own and we got to have control of this situation. And this song just reassures us that, hey, he's standing right there by your side and he's already won this battle. Wow. And so just put your faith and your trust and your hope in him and he never fails. So that's the angle we took with that song. It was so, man, Hank, these guys, it was just so good. Yeah.
I think it's great. It reminds us to it takes the pressure off. Mm. Right. We have so many struggles, so many things that we go through. And the Bible tells us that God fights for us.
Yeah. Right.
So it doesn't require any strength when somebody else is fighting. And the reminder that he's our fortress, that he's our strong tower, tells us that he's already fighting. He's won. And our energy, we don't have to waste energy fighting. Musically, what I love about this song is we kind of leaned a little more towards a traditional hymn sound. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of these songs are like, way not, you know, it's like straight, like contemporary relevant. But this song, we even did, what I used to remember growing up is in between verses, they would do a half stanza of a melody. We even put that into this song so that it encapsulates the classicness of the hymn, but still gives it a revival, if you will.
So good.
Yeah. True. And I always love like third verses or that four, you know, in the hymn,
because
were always like talking about
heaven.
Or they
throw that retard on it at the end.
This song, you guys did such a beautiful job of just that last verse, Tasha. It just tears me up. And there's not a lot of songs like that anymore where it's like we're looking ahead, like one day we're going to be with the Lord. And like it's just such an encouragement and just such a beautiful way. Wow. And it goes back into that chorus.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Well, thank you guys so much for sitting down, talking about the song with us. So excited for the church to be able to hear these songs.
Yes, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.